Okay, project. No, I'm just...
And look into the camera. Yes. My name is Trevor. A little bit about Volombe. So I want to pitch a series that Ultra World is creating. Elton, what are some of the thoughts that you had when we were co-writing Volombe?
So there were so many things, but most importantly, it's looking at life from the perspective of a black...
Fred, you showed me the first guy who looks exactly the same guy as the previous guy. And the previous guy, does he not look exactly the same as our Clive? And Clive, does he not look exactly the same as the Marvel guy? And the Marvel guy, does he not look the same as the first guy?
Leave me alone.
Kindly, what the fuck? Pamusoroi.
Okay, project.
And then sometimes... This is Bramfontein Verve.
Project.
The edge of Bramfontein.
Lost.
Yes.
It's not the kind of...
Right next to the Bramfontein Cemetery.
But it's the getting lost of...
One of the oldest cemeteries in Johannesburg. And those are prayers traveling all the way from Mayfair.
Leave me alone.
Food.
The closest marks.
Animal plate. Let's go to the kitchen.
The closest mosque is about a kilometer plus. On a warm, clear sky with stars in the skies, Johannesburg. My other home. No orchards. Pamusoroi. Different to the land of my birth. This is the land of my growth. Free prayers, everybody. It's Ramadan season. It's also Lent season. All the other seasons. All the children of Abraham. That's dish part of the process of creating a sonic and poetic chant as embodied wanderings, translated part of the author's reflections while living in the diaspora. The sonic recordings,
everybody.
Sheep prayers, everybody. In form of chants, were done during specific walks of Kumema. Interactions with friends, work, listening in from the side streets, and then within the Holy Trinity Cathedral in Johannesburg. Kumema, in the Tavara Kore Kore dialect of Shoshona, is a specific sightseeing one does in a leisurely manner, yet being analytical. Nimbori aniko. Ndichite ndichienda kupi. Kusei izvi zvanakidza. Hai izvi hazvifanira kunakidza. Izvi zvanakidza izvi. Ndimbori aniko. Kumema is a specific sightseeing one does in a leisurely manner, yet being analytical. Sightseeing in a leisurely manner, yet being analytical. Data-based decision-making process. Kumema. Data-based decision-making process. Kumema. So that one can optimize. Kumema. Data-based decision-making processes.
Okay, project. Okay, project. Project.
Composition of my journey. Kumema. Some folks lack the critical ability to be reflective. This is not just being introspective, looking within, and trying to do a mental shift. No. This is about bringing your mind where your feet are. Kumema. This requires specific set of skills. If we put it in the Tavara context of Kumema Munda, critically wandering across one's field, the same way an agronomist does, observing the soil, the tillage, the terrain, or the terroir, thinking of the French and winemaking, that sometimes all you need is a waft of that vino from the glass, and you can speak about the terroir. Kumema. That you can open a pot of a well-made stew and be able to tell the flavors, the ingredients, the textures, the layering, speak to a developed, a well-cultivated palate. Kumema. We do it in everyday life.
You definitely have a type.
But we acquire the skills of kumema. In this case, kumema uhambo wami. Kumema.
You're jumping ahead of time.
Leave me alone.